right now. There's one tree in my yard that has some branches that that are dead, to speak frankly. They're just dead. And I've noticed that the dead branches don't drop their leaves. The leaves are brown and brittle and crinkly, just like all the other leaves on the tree. But when the branch is dead, the branch holds on to those leaves. The healthy branches are the ones that drop their leaves and are ready for the new leaves to come in the spring. My friend Richard, my teacher Richard Rohr, reminded me just this morning that it is part of our human nature to find within ourselves and then to hold on to kind of a secret inner attitude that is judgmental and harsh and sometimes even cruel. When I find something that in my mind I judge to be wrong or inferior in some way, then I can feel superior. My tendency, maybe even my addiction, is to see in the reality of the world out there something for me to resist, to oppose, to think of as less than what it should be, less than me or us or the things that are mine. And for a moment, that might make me feel stronger, righter. But is this the food that will sustain my soul? Does this view of the world and of the people around me nourish in me, in you, growth that is vibrant and alive and true? Are the leaves from those branches green, full of hope and expectation, like the children who just left the sanctuary? Or have the leaves that those branches are holding on to grown brown and brittle with cynicism and judgment? Do those dead leaves fall off, or do they hold on? In this moment of silence, I invite you to sit at the base of the tree that is your life and to tell the truth of your life to yourself and to God. And still, alongside our very human tendency to judge and even to take satisfaction from the flaws of others, within you is also a vibration of the infinite goodness of God. Love, too, is your very nature. Love that is self-forgetful and free of self-interest. Love that is hopeful and that urges the best of life, of others. Love is your first and your middle and your last name. It is the root that has sunk deep into the ground below you. The old leaves will fall. The tree with a deep root will be renewed. New growth will come, fresh, alive, in its time.